Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we have Craig Archibald, who is a writer, director, producer, actor, and coach whose professional career began at 15 and includes award-winning film and television productions. As founder of the Archibald Studio, he's worked with countless actors, including Eric Roberts, Dan Futterman, John Slattery, Catherine Erb, and Constance Wu. A passionate mentor, his powerful strategies for success cross into every field. He's the author of The Actor's Mindset, Acting as a Craft, Discipline, and Business. And Mr. Archibald, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
You're more than welcome, and thanks so much for your time. So for starters, what was the inspiration to begin writing this book, The Actor's Mindset, and why now?
Well, I think that the inspiration comes from the fact that I was a young actor myself once upon a time. And being a young actor in the 90s with my group of actor friends, we wanted to succeed, obviously, in the industry, but we did it the hard way. We kind of found out the rules and the lessons of the way things work our own way, by trial and error, really. And there was a lot of error. And I found myself, as I turned into coaching about 15 years ago, full-time. I've been a coach since 1995, but I turned into a full-time coach 15, 16 years ago, that there was still a blanket of mystery over the industry. And I wanted to help the young actors and writers and people involved in the industry understand things a little bit quicker and faster. And there hasn't been a comprehensive guide to the industry, a really good comprehensive guide to how things truly work in the entertainment industry for a long time. And so I started writing it, and it slowly came together. It was about a 12-year journey, a lovely journey, extensive journey, difficult at times, and really exciting at other times. And now that it's completed, it's really fun to share it with the rest of the world, and particularly those young performers and actors and entrepreneurs out there that are interested in making it in the Hollywood industry.
Yeah, good stuff there, and really does make a lot of sense, and we really appreciate your making the effort to write this book as well. Now, the title, An Actor's Mindset, includes the craft, discipline, and the business. Can you describe for us why you included those topics and how they impact an actor's career?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of young actors don't think of themselves as business people. And that's a big mistake that I made at first. And I think that if people can think about themselves as entrepreneurs as well as artists, then they've got a chance of succeeding, because it is a very big industry. And if you don't see it as an industry and you just see it as an art form, then you are going to be held back by that lack of knowledge. And so understanding that it's almost like a stool with three posts on it, or a tripod, if you would. One piece of that tripod is missing and you're going to fall over. So you've got to have the discipline to start. You have to understand the technique and the discipline, and you've got to understand that it's a business, and all three together work together to make that three-legged stool work.
Also, Mr. Archibald, in your book, you mention also how college courses often don't provide actors with strong business and mindset education. What topics and aspects of the actor's journey do you wish were often taught in curricula on a regular basis?
Well, isn't that amazing? Isn't that just it's astounding, particularly back in the, you know, 80s and 70s when I was studying, there was, and in the 90s as well, there was none whatsoever focus on the fact that we were in a business. And I know that you cater to a lot of business people in your audience. And I think that's why this book is very interesting for people, that it isn't just about acting. It's a crossover into the entrepreneurial idea of how to live as an entrepreneur. And when I was going to school, we had absolutely no guidance whatsoever about how the industry works, and about how we fit into the industry, and how we could make a difference in the way that we work, the way that we think about it. And that's where the mindset comes in. You know, the mindset of a young entrepreneur, let's say there's someone in an office somewhere working, their mindset about that office and about their position in that office can make all the difference in their success in that office. If they think of themselves as just a peon that's doing the crap work and the unhappy end of the stick and always angry and always difficult. And they don't see themselves as someone that's learning the basics so that they can grow into being a leader, then they're not going to be thinking the right way that will lead them to success. So I found over the years that mindset changes everything. And with actors, the mindset is that you have to be a journeyman. You have to get in there and get your discipline down, your technique down. My famous coach that coached me back in New York was a guy named Sanford Meisner. He created a technique called the Meisner technique, which is very famous in the entertainment industry. And Sandy said that it took 30 years to become an artist, 10 years as a technician, 10 years as a craftsman to finally move into being an artist. And I think that that's true in the industry world as well, the corporate world as well. It takes time to move up that corporate ladder. It takes time to learn the way that business works. Now, you can certainly move faster than that and things can happen quickly. But I think you have to give yourself time and space to be wise about what you are in and to learn as much as you can. If you have a negative mindset during that time, Eric, you're going to be in a place that is negative, difficult, trying. You're going to be upset. It's going to be a slug out. It's going to be hard work. It's going to be boring for you, as opposed to a different mindset, which takes all the negatives and turns them into positives. You know, one of the big things that I always say to my clients here is make everything make you better. Take the negatives and turn them into positives. And if you really practice that, you turn yourself from being a victim into a champion. And that's why I say that I create champions here at my studio, because we take negatives and turn them into positives. And if you look at the champions out there in the world, the Rafa Nadals that are out there in their sport being champions, you get inside Rafa's interviews and he always talks about mindset and how he looks at each individual point as a new opportunity to win again. And he doesn't take the negatives, he doesn't take the double faults, he doesn't take the unlucky bounce as negatives. He just lets them go, focuses on the next point, and does his best to win that next point. And what happens? He's the leading champion of tennis in the world. And that goes, that mindset goes right across the board into entrepreneurialism and into acting and being an artist as well.
Well, you're certainly hitting on all cylinders with this information and really are appreciative of what you do in this space. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Craig Archibald, the founder of the Archibald Studio and also the author of The Actor's Mindset, Acting as a Craft, Discipline, and Business here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you've had a career yourself as a professional actor. How has the industry changed or not that you've experienced or observed since the start of your career?
Wow. Where do I start? I mean, I think the biggest thing for people to see the difference is back when I started, I think there were 3 or 4 television channels, 3 or 4. And now there's hundreds, right? And so that alone, just the amount of opportunity out there for young artists and young actors, creators, writers, directors, producers, people in the industry to be able to get their voices out there. Podcasts, for example, didn't exist. I mean, the whole world has changed in terms of how things work. So the opportunity is vastly different. I guess also one of the things that has changed is the opening up of this sort of Instagram world or Instagram influencer world. You know, this idea that you can become famous for having a great body or having a beautiful face or, you know, just being a pretty person, and that you can get money for selling objects online through your Instagram or through your TikTok. That whole movement is very different from where the world started when I came up. And it's kind of a sad change to me. That's sort of a negative to it, is that it's become very surface level, and it isn't about the quality always of the person or of their artwork. Whereas back in the day, we were always focused on the art and the craft inside of that art. And so that's one of the things that we work at here too. Longevity comes from quality. And quality takes time, right? Quality is a mix of discipline and time. And time, that quality comes from the perseverance and integrity. And that gives you, when you get an opportunity, the availability to success. And so putting all of that together is sort of a logarithm for success. If you look at success as Discipline and time equals integrity. Integrity and perseverance equals quality, and quality and opportunity equals success. Then you have a timeline and a way of working towards it. And we're talking about something deeper and of deeper value than just, you know, how you look on a photograph or how great you look with your shirt off. I mean, it's a very different world. And then finally, I think also things have changed as far as the politics of the world. You know, equality across the board has become a very big issue. The Me Too movement here in Hollywood was a big deal, but women's rights and human rights have become more essentially important, and it's more of a celebration of the world in general. More voices are being heard, more people are getting their voices out there, and that's just better for the whole globe.
Definitely a lot is changing at super speed for sure, and you hit on some great points as well. Now, I'd be curious also, when you first meet an actor or a client, what are the defining traits of a strong actor's mindset versus, say, a weak actor's mindset?
My relationship with actors is as a coach, as in, a sporting coach. I take a look at my client's skill set and I see where they're weak and where they're strong and how I can help them be better. And, you know, generally there tends to be a youthful attitude of, oh, someone's going to help me out. A teacher's going to help me. A parent's going to help me. A professor's going to help me. But when you get into the industry, you really have to learn that you are the one that makes it happen. And that is a huge lesson for young artists, young entrepreneurs to learn, is that you're the one that has to make this happen. You have to take your life. You have to take your career in your hands, and don't wait. Don't wait around for someone to help you. We're sort of led into that by the way our education system works, that there's always going to be someone to help us. And then we get out in the world and we think the same thing's going to happen. Now, yes, occasionally you'll run into a great mentor and occasionally you'll find somebody that will help you out. But for the most part, you have to have the mindset of saying, I'm going to make this happen. It doesn't matter how many mistakes I make. It doesn't matter how many times I swing the bat. I'm going to hit a home run.
A lot of takeaways and a lot of great points made on that response, and really do appreciate that. As we conclude, and lastly, you have a lot of long-time celebrity clients. What has been the most memorable moment that you've experienced with them in their career? Talk to us about that as we wrap things up today.
Well, I mean, of course, a red carpet is super fun, Eric. There's something very exciting about an opening of a film or a film festival or going to the Emmy Awards or the Oscars. I mean, that's all really fun and exciting, and watching a client grow from being a waiter to being someone that's nominated at one of those award shows is really a thrilling change. And so that's really exciting. But I think for me, it really comes down to the work that we do here at my studio. The work that we do in our Zoom sessions or in the private sessions here or at the group classes that I have, the fun and the really beautiful moments is when I see a young artist or even an older artist that's been working for a while discover a new way into themselves, to discover a new way to touch their humanity, because our work is all about being truthful and believable, right? As Sandy Meisner said, our work is to live truthfully under the imaginary circumstances. And to live truthfully, you have to be vulnerable and open up your soul and allow yourself to be seen through the character, but it's still your heart, your soul, your vulnerability. And so the real joy I have when working with my clients is to see them embrace that beautiful, truthful humanity that they hold, give it over to the character they're playing, and then it comes to life. So it's not always about red carpets or awards. It's really about the personal journey that goes on for my clients inside the work that we do.
Mr. Archibald, certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us today, and I'm sure we could talk a whole lot more. A lot to be said in your field and a lot of experience you've had over the years, and we really appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today. Of course, you're the author of The Actor's Mindset, as we mentioned, acting as a craft, discipline, and business. Where can listeners pick up the book, and where can they get more information on you as well as the Archibald Studio?
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been a real pleasure to be here, too. And I would welcome people to join us at thearchibaldstudio.com. And the book is available at any place you can get good books, from Barnes & Noble to Amazon. They're all available all over.
Easy enough. We'll leave links, as always, within the show notes of this broadcast to make it easy and convenient for the audience. Again, Mr. Archibald, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Craig Archibald, the founder of the Archibald Studio and the author of The Actor's Mindset, Acting as a Craft, Discipline, and Business. And for all the details, visit thearchibaldstudio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.